Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 83.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Thanks for listening in today. This episode is brought to you by Just Uno, an incredible Shopify app. Do you want your on-site lead capture to drive more revenue, delight shoppers, and convert more visitors? Then you have to check out Just Uno. They're an on-site visitor conversion platform that has been designed to help businesses like you collect more leads and take their customer journey to the next level. You want to learn even more? You should totally check out episode 21, where I've interviewed the co-founder and CEO, Eric Christensen, about how retailers can maximize their traffic and revenue and stop leaving money on the table. You know, getting the promotional strategy isn't always easy, and that's where Just Uno Plus comes in. You get exclusive access to AI-powered product recommendations, plus a dedicated conversion strategist for support and optimization. And for listeners looking to take their business to the next level, Just Uno is now offering 15% off exclusively for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. So go to justuno.com, use the coupon code Fastlane15. That will give you 15% off, and you can start optimizing your conversion rate today. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Matt, who is the founder and CEO of a brand called Enquire Labs. And they're a marketing analytics Shopify app that helps build and launch attribution surveys. Now, it may sound complicated, but this episode is very interesting. And I have quite a few brands that are using this solution. So that's the reason why I asked him to come on the show and share what his solution is actually doing and helping these brands create more impact and be able to look at their data and to make some decisions. Now, if you're not familiar with it, it's basically a survey that lives post-purchase. So someone makes a purchase and then this survey then comes up and it helps you as the brand owner understand, you know, where your customers are coming from. And it really just asks one simple question: how did you hear about us? Don't be shocked, but that's the only question it asks, because the amount of data that you get out of that question is actionable. And the nice thing too, Enquire also has a new suite now of analytics that goes on top of this survey data. So now we're able to combine both the survey response data along with your e-commerce data. So it's pretty interesting how this all works together. So let's jump in and learn more. So hi, Matt. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
So let's talk on a high level. I mentioned at the top of the show, but love to hear it in your own words. What sort of problem do you believe that Enquire is solving for Shopify store owners?
E-commerce merchants pretty much constantly trying to figure out which marketing initiatives are working best. They're most likely advertising on a few channels. And the way in which you measure this is simply just called attribution modeling. And there's a whole slew of attribution models that merchants use to try to understand which channel is performing. Whether that's looking in Google Analytics through Last Click or using Facebook's attribution pixel, it really just runs the gamut there. But with all attribution model, there's essentially two major blind spots that we like to focus on at Enquire. And the first is that a huge chunk of customers pretty much seem to come out of nowhere. And every merchant would be familiar with this. And that's kind of your direct conversions in GA or your branded search. Like, you just have no idea where those customers are discovering your brand. Right. So that's kind of point one. And then the second point here is a lot of these advertising platforms are what we call just grading their own homework. So Facebook's conversion yeah. data is reported by Facebook. And there's obviously some problems that go along with that. So at a super basic level, like we built Enquire to solve both of these blind spots. And we do that, as you mentioned, with a very simple customer survey with the question, how did you hear about us? And with that, we pretty much allow the merchant to understand which channels are really driving that top of funnel traffic and conversions.
Yeah, and I do have quite a few brands, like I said, at the top of the show that are using your solution. So it's and it's so interesting looking at the data and looking at people's answers to that one simple question. And then it's honestly very actionable. So let's dig in a little bit into, I guess, your journey. You know, you're a co-founder, and leading up to the launch of Enquire. What do you believe uniquely positions you maybe and your co-founder, I guess, number one, to have the desire, and then number two, to have the expertise to want to create this platform?
Yeah, totally. So I guess just to start, Enquire was actually a pivot out of a same-day delivery platform. My co-founder and I started in 2016. We worked on that for about a year and a half. And while we were kind of bringing that to market, we had about 20 customers. And one of those customers was this handbag company here in New York who was on Shopify and pretty high average order value, around $300, $400 handbags. And we were just having a conversation about where their orders were coming from. And he was trying to kind of lean into Facebook and understanding what channels to advertise and allocate his budget on. And in Google Analytics, all of his conversions were coming through direct, organic, or branded paid search, literally like 95% of them. So we had very little insight into where these customers were coming from. And this is a brand that was doing about $2.5-3 million. Like it was a fairly, it wasn't just kind of a small startup for that regard. So we were doing the same day product, and I just told him or recommended, I was like, hey, just go implement a survey post-purchase on that order confirmation page and just ask, like talk to your customers and just ask how you heard about us. And I think within like, it was like an hour or two, he was looking and then I looked, it was like, oh wow, there's no simple way to just implement a post-purchase survey and then connect that data back to your customers in a very intuitive way. So yeah, we spent about 2 weeks building the initial version of Enquire, and it took about a month to get approved into the Shopify App Store and kind of hit the ground running and have bootstrapped it for the past year and a half. As far as kind of our journeys into this whole e-commerce world, I've been in e-commerce for about 10 years, actually originally on the merchant side. I helped start a headphone company here in New York called Master and Dynamic. We were one of the early Shopify Plus brands, actually, and then left that company in 2016 to go dive into the same day world and now into this kind of marketing attribution world. And my co-founder, Kurt, has been an engineer for about 20 years, is very methodical in how we think about solving some of these problems.
Thanks so much for sharing that. I know the attribution question definitely comes up literally on a weekly basis with the brands that I manage. It's almost like this. It's like when you acquire and convert customers, I think it's no longer a linear path. I mean, we talk about multi-touch, like multi-devices and multi-channels, and it really is quite a challenge trying to attribute, you know, marketing spend, or is it SEO, or, you know, where are people coming from and why? It's not linear anymore. I think asking the right question will really help build out some of your campaigns and, you know, help you double down more in certain areas where you are getting conversions. So I think it's quite interesting that you're asking that question. I think, and I, like I said, I have firsthand knowledge of brands that are using your solution and they love it. And so let's talk about this whole acquiring and converting side of it. I think, you know, as I mentioned, because it's not linear, how big of a problem do you think this actually is for a growing e-commerce brand?
The way we look at this is we look at kind of the data we're collecting. So we're working with about 450 merchants right now. And from a volume perspective, we serve about 1 million surveys a month. So it's about a million orders go through our platform. Mm-hmm. And what we've noticed kind of looking at the trailing 12 months is that about a third of all orders lack kind of last click attribution data. So if you're looking in Shopify, trying to understand where that customer came from, whether that's looking at the UTM parameters or just in your orders page, about a third of your orders are not going to have any data attached to them.
Right.
So that was kind of just fascinating to us as these brands are trying to allocate their capital. And a lot of it is kind of, I think you hit the nail on the head there with, it's like cross-device, like tracking the user when they discover your brand on their phone and then go purchase on desktop is a really difficult problem to solve.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, brands, like we kind of joke, like brands work super hard to find 5%, like even 1% improvements in their marketing effectiveness. Mm-hmm. Yet there's this third of their traffic that they really have no idea where it's coming from. I think a good analogy here that we always joke about is like, imagine you're optimizing your car's engine to be like 1% more efficient, while at the same time, you still can't see out of a 30-year windshield. It's like, how should you be focusing? So that's kind of how we're looking at the problem. Yeah. Is like, really start to identify where these people are coming from, and then you can really start to optimize everything thereafter.
Now, I know offline we kind of chit-chatted a bit, and you know, you mentioned a little bit about these blind spots. I guess you mentioned that there's two blind spots, and you know, the second being about, I mean, I guess almost platforms grading their own homework, right? You're talking about Facebook and stuff like that. And so I assume that a customer survey would act more like a reality check for those sort of situations. Can you kind of dig a little deeper into that?
Yeah, totally. So I'm assuming, or hopefully a lot of your listeners have heard about Facebook's over-reporting fiasco. Like, I think most recently there was some media where they were over-reporting by over 900%. But unfortunately, since they're the ones, as I said before, grading their own homework, there's not really much you can do on the merchant side. So I think we all need to accept that, like, this early phase, call it from 2010 to 2016, where brands could just rely on Facebook and Instagram and just kind of scale from there, like that honeymoon phase is over. And brands need to just really start building more diversity and accountability into their marketing plans as they scale. Right. And right now, from an attribution side of things, like, yeah, there's GA and there's multi-touch attribution products, but there's really no advertising platform itself that is designed to help you kind of measure all of those sources. Especially for the reason that they're all doing it themselves. Like, Facebook's grading its own conversion, right. Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I think as far as these blind spots and like grading your own homework, for us, like, we like to just emphasize this concept of people over pixels. It's this idea of like, okay, you don't have to 100% rely on like these pixel conversion data. You can really just start to engage with your customers and build a model around their input. And mm-hmm. With that, like, there's obviously no right attribution model. Like, one customer, it could be that recommended from a friend, or it could be that ad, that kind of that last click ad. Like, it's really difficult to tell. And all these attribution products are just aggregating and averaging the weights of all these media touches, when in reality, it's just impossible to tell. And then I guess the last point there is, word of mouth is still this elephant in the room. Like, if you want to lower your CAC and just drive your brand's growth, like, there's no bigger driver than word of mouth. And it's literally impossible to measure word of mouth. Like, you can potentially use a referral tool that incentivizes word of mouth. As far as knowing which customer came to you because they heard from a friend is impossible to tell unless you just ask.
Yeah. Well, it's great advice about, you know, talking to your customers. I mean, it's very obvious, but let me be devil's advocate just for a minute here. And I'm going to ask you a question, like, why would a brand want to make a strategic decision to maybe not survey their customers?
Yeah, well, I'd say at least in 2020, it's probably like the worst time in history to maintain a policy of ignoring your customer's voice. Like, I think that's,
yeah,
that's where we are today. Everyone talks about building community and engaging with your customers. So strategically, that, like, I would obviously wouldn't recommend that. But I think most importantly, or most often, a lot of these brands just get so caught up in their quantitative marketing analytics. They load Shopify's analytics page, or they go to GA or their Facebook pixel data. And that's kind of the whole basis for how they're navigating their marketing spend. And they often forget just how important that qualitative side of the coin is.
So to your point about brands getting caught up in complicated data tools, does anyone ever tell you that, I mean, I don't believe this, but I'm sure people have mentioned it to you that, you know, Enquirer's solution seems a little too simple just to ask only one question?
Yeah. So I think our customers, like, right when they install us onto their Shopify or Shopify Plus store, they have this aha moment where they're like, how did I forget to do this? Or why wasn't I doing this sooner? The like time to value is, at least just getting this input from your customers, is very quick. Like, once you install us and set us live, like, within your first order or second order, now you're already starting to have some data points that you didn't even have before. So it's this whole nother way to look at engagement, but also where your customers are coming from. And then I think, as I alluded to before, like, just getting caught up in all the quantitative side, I think the whole market and the way in which people spoke about how to grow all of these brands was so highly focused on this CAC to LTV ratio. Everyone's always asking, what's your CAC and what's your LTV? And everyone was so focused on measuring their ROAS. Like, unfortunately, just from their Facebook pixel. Like, their Facebook pixel ROAS was really just the health of that business.
Right.
And they just started to kind of ignore the whole customer journey that honestly is just hard to measure. And then the second point, as far as kind of the simplicity of Enquire, like, we want it to be simple. It's really just, it is a post-purchase survey. We are asking a single question. And what that allows us to do by just keeping at least the consumer-facing side and user-facing side super simple, it allows us to kind of really focus on the back end. So whether that's creating benchmarks or meta studies, or we have integrations with Klaviyo and Recharge and a few other Shopify apps, it allows us just to keep iterating and building a better product that really solves this problem. And at the end of the day, like, we want it to feel simple, and that's kind of important for how we're looking at this. And I think most marketers would probably appreciate that, just given the complexity of all the tools out there today.
And one of my brands that I mentioned who uses your solution, what they found interesting, and I'm going to, it's hard in audio to share this. So hopefully, near the end of the show, we'll have some extended trials and things that we can talk about and get people to at least add this to their store and see. So they ask this one question, you have it set up. One more thing, how did you hear about us? That's the simple question. In the last 30 days, this particular brand had 1,487 responses. They had 2,300 people viewed it. So that's almost a 65% conversion or response rate, which is, to me, extremely high. You've made a purchase and 65% of them are okay to answer one question. And it's interesting how it all drilled down on this particular brand. This is a consumer packaged company in a subscription business. The answers were Facebook was number one at 21%. And then Instagram is listed, and then, you know, Google, Yahoo, or Bing. And then there was other, or word of mouth, or YouTube and Amazon and blog or press article. So it's so interesting how people have answered these sorts of questions. And so now, as a marketer, this is very, I believe, very meaningful and actionable insights. Asking this question and seeing these sort of responses, is there any kind of best practices now? How do you action that data?
Yeah, so I think it's really just giving our customers another measurement tool. A great example is that we actually had a customer tweet out about us this morning. He was pretty much just thrilled that he finally found this marketing mix that was really working. And one of the channels that they were advertising on was TikTok, new channel in the market, definitely gaining a lot of buzz. And TikTok today doesn't link out to URLs. So it's very hard to measure the traffic that's coming from TikTok.
Right.
So he was kind of telling the story of, like, how does he measure the capital that he's investing into TikTok influencers? And Enquire was kind of that solution. So that's kind of anecdotally, like, we hear that all the time with YouTube and these channels that are just harder to measure, whether it's podcast advertising. Yeah, as far as best practices, it's really kind of two things. It's marrying your current marketing channels with the response options.
Mm-hmm.
So that response is there for the user to click, essentially. And
right.
We also do have this other field that consumers, like, you'd be surprised by how many people type in a response under other. Honestly, quite funny or surprising in the sense of how many consumers are taking the time to write, I don't even know, a full sentence. And that's really like, oh, someone mentioned your product at a conference, or you saw it like skiing or something. Like, it's all these channels that you didn't even know exist that now you have exposure to.
Oh, that's awesome. Love it. So, Matt, this show has, I'm sure you can appreciate, a very diverse range of listeners. And since you have, you mentioned like 400 or 450 some customers and a lot of background and history in commerce in general with, former startups and all this kind of fun stuff. So are you able to give any advice for those that are on the early stage in their journey? They're building their store on Shopify. It's probably a side hustle. They probably have a day job, but they're ready to get it up to the next level. What sort of things do you think they should be working on today?
So if you asked me that question 5 years ago, I'd probably say just buy Facebook ads and enjoy the ride.
At this point, I'd say
like, look to start diversifying your media a little bit earlier than anticipated. And that isn't to say don't start on Facebook. I think what Facebook and Google have done to just advertising in general is that they allow you to get started very early with a small investment. Like, traditionally, you had to advertise an out of home or something. You couldn't just put in your credit card and invest $50 or $100. So I'd still say start on Facebook just because it's the least friction way to start driving traffic to your site.
Mm-hmm.
But you obviously want to start thinking about diversification. Just if you're highly allocated on one channel, it's just going to create a lot of risk. And then the second point, and this I'll keep kind of mentioning this, is just to standardize a process for measuring outcomes. So if you don't have this process for measuring different channels or measuring different initiatives, you're not going to be as confident to try different things and invest. So at least early on, really understand like, okay, we're going to do a small ad buy here, we're going to do this, and building a process around measuring those things is something that I recommend to everyone.
So it's Facebook, diversify a little bit earlier, and then you're saying standardize a process to measure these outcomes. So I think that's awesome advice. I might add a tiny bit to that too. And there's some very affordable solutions and stuff to think about the retention strategies of trying to get loyalty. Because, you know, you said there's customer acquisition costs are a big topic, but so are lifetime value. You know, they always say that it's significantly more expensive to acquire a customer the first time, but the second purchase or the third purchase to become an advocate of the brand, I mean, the acquisition costs are zero on the second sales. I was like, what sort of process are you putting in place to follow up with these customers from their first purchase? It's almost like a life cycle marketing, first and second, and then loyal customers. I mean, there's this risk of churning too at some point. So I guess understanding and segmenting these customers and knowing, hey, they've made a first purchase, how do I get a second purchase? Your tool is interesting because it's like, well, I'm going to go into Facebook and likely going to get a lot of people like the brand I just mentioned a moment ago. You know, that was their number one acquisition channel, but it's interesting some of the other responses and the other areas where they are getting conversions. It's like, maybe we need to spend more money and more time in those areas, or it validates exactly what they thought, where their money's actually being spent and where their time is being spent. So I think that's pretty cool.
On top of that too, with regards to LTV, with all this pixel data, a lot of it isn't attached to the end customer. So let's say you have your kind of CRM or your customer table within Shopify. The pixel data maybe is attached to an order, but as far as that like first discovery of the brand, it's hard to look at with regard to your full customer list. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we see our customers doing with Enquire is, okay, they've answered the survey. Now you know this customer and how much they've spent over their entire lifetime with your brand. And you could start to model LTV based on discovery instead of just kind of this last click or 28-day click, whatever we want to call it, which a lot of these platforms are optimizing towards.
So what about those listening today that I guess I would call them more in the mid-market? So they would have a small team. They're definitely eager to grow and scale. What should maybe the executive team, or maybe in this case, the marketing team, what do you believe they should be working on?
Yeah, so the chances are they're most likely already diversifying their marketing mix, at least a little in that sense. They're probably still highly leveraged on one or two channels. So that kind of checks that first box. And then the second point is just double down on this whole idea of listening to your customers. So they're the ones that are going to tell you about new marketing channels or how to keep your current channels honest. And they're the ones who are going to be able to help you solve this whole riddle of unattributed traffic and conversions. And then the second point is, I'd say, just to embrace transparency. So if you are going to start using Enquire and kind of take this qualitative data point into how you're allocating your next dollar, like, let them know. We're very big on this whole idea of participatory marketing. And kind of you heard me say people over pixels before, but this is really what we're leaning on. And it's this whole idea of don't market at your customers, like market with them and make them a part of your brand. And I think as privacy concerns start to increase and some of these brands really start to shine, the ones that do the best are going to be the ones that really develop this relationship with their customers instead of the ones who are really just allocating their spend to a digital media channel to grow.
So let's talk about the future for Enquire. You know, you mentioned that you have connections with Klaviyo and quite a few others. Are you able to share publicly any kind of North Star highlights for 2020, any other partner alignment or any kind of innovation that you can share today?
Yeah. So this month, we're actually, like, this isn't public information yet, but this month we're actually rolling out response clarification. And you mentioned before, we're a one question survey. We're about to move into a two question survey. And what that is, just clarification on a response. So we have all these customers who are advertising on podcasts or working with TikTok micro influencers. And yeah, the consumer can select podcasts, but it's like, which one? So we've been working on that for a month or two now, and that's going to just allow people to drill down, and we'll obviously still capture that first response. So you'll have like a baseline, and then you'll hopefully have a really valuable data set thereafter that allows you to understand a little bit more deeper into these individual channels. That's a big thing we're excited to roll out this month. Mm-hmm. And then it's just focusing on improved reporting. Of course, it's kind of what everyone's asking for in expanding our partner integrations. And yeah, we're working on a whole slew right now. I think we have 5 that are live, but definitely like Smile, a few of the Bold apps, and a few others are definitely slated for this year.
Beautiful. And so we are nearing the end of the show for today, and I just love the comment about people over pixels. I have a funny suspicion that might be the title for this episode, which is excellent. But do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, I think the first is just break the Facebook addiction and diversify. This isn't to say you have to do this today or tomorrow, but it's really just to be prepared. Your CAC, your customer acquisition cost, most likely isn't going to drop and make your P&L look a lot nicer. So that's kind of the first point. And then the second point is, as I said before, like just talk to your customers. It's never been a better time to build a customer relationship that's based especially on transparency and just mutual success. And integrating that strategy into your marketing stack is really only going to help in the long run.
So how can people learn more about the Enquire app and the platform?
Yeah, totally. So you can just head to our website. It's enquirelabs.com. We actually created a landing page for this episode. So it's enquirelabs.com/Fastlane. If anyone wants to, feel free to email me direct. It's just matt@enquirelabs.com. Like, happy for myself or someone on the team to just dive deep in your marketing strategy and see if post-purchase surveys can fit in that stack. And then, yeah, you could follow us on Twitter @enquirelabs.
So what I'll do is enquirelabs.com/Fastlane, or the other way around, it could be ecommercefastlane.com/Enquire. That's going to redirect to a landing page. And then from there, I think the best bet would likely, Matt, to have the listeners today maybe email you directly. And instead of the 14-day free trial that's available in the App Store today, you can upgrade them to a 30-day free trial and give them a full month to be able to see the responses they get.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Just send us an email, and kind of as we focus on with our product, just tell us that you heard about us through the e-commerce Fastlane podcast, and happy to extend the trial and dive into your whole strategy.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, once again, Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for the brands that I manage that are using your solution, because they're, like I said, they're getting a lot of action out of it. They're actionable information because it's validating a lot of things about where their spend is going. And I'm excited for that upgrade too, to be able to drill down a little deeper, more than just I'm advertising on podcasts and which one, or where the word of mouth or what show. And so I think that's interesting. You're drilling down to a second optional answer to a question. End of the day, I'm glad that we are allowing deeper insights into just all the channels, this multi-channel, multi-touch point. Great solution. Kudos to you and the team, and excited for how 2020 is going to roll out for you.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Looking to scale your e-commerce business and implement some proven strategies to grow your brand? Don't forget about our podcast sponsor, Just Uno, the leading on-site visitor conversion platform. If you're interested in optimizing your website experience with AI-powered product recommendations, intelligent personalization, and a bunch of other amazing features to help you grow and scale, head on over to justuno.com. Don't forget about the exclusive e-commerce Fastlane discount, 15% off. Use the coupon code Fastlane15. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.